Let me bring on Mr. Alan Clendenin, who is the Hillsborough County DEC committeeman. Welcome, Mr. Clendenin.
Hi, good evening. Thank you, Rick.
We're so happy that you could join us, sir. We really appreciate your participation. We think you have so much to share with us. And let me not waste another moment going on to Susan.
Oh, wait, I think you were supposed to ask the first, so if you don't want to ask it, I'll ask it.
Go ahead.
We want to just to very briefly have you give us like your 30-second elevator speech, telling us why you're running and what unique skills you would bring to the job of FDP chair.
Thank you, Susan. I wanted to take a little bit of time. Just wanted to say thank you, Susan, Sally, Dr. McKenna, the Progressive Caucus, the Florida Democratic GLBT Caucus, and the Democratic Women's Club for hosting this along with Rick. Thank you so much, because I think this is an important method to be able to communicate to members across the state in a way that we haven't been able to in the past as have gone through this process. I have participated in this process for over the last few months, trying to get a message out to our Democrats from Escambia County down to Monroe about a vision that I have for what the Florida Democratic Party is and what it can be. I have put forth a fairly comprehensive plan called My Rebrand, Rebuild, and Recruit for the party. I believe that we have an opportunity in front of us, coming off of the successes of 2012, to build a more comprehensive and cohesive party that would allow us to mimic the successes that OFA demonstrated in 2012 and November 6th, and build towards the 2014 gubernatorial race for electoral success. What we can't afford as a party is to repeat what we did in 2010. We need to take what we've learned, mimic the OFA model, and grow from there. My plan is very detailed, and of course in a 30-second elevator speech I can't give that, but I'd be happy to answer very specific questions about it.
Okay, well that takes us into then the first question, which is about fundraising. What would be your fundraising goal in 2013, and what new and innovative strategies would you use to raise that amount of money? The emphasis there is on new and innovative ways to raise money. We all tend to know the traditional ways, but what new and innovative ways would you try to raise money for the party?
Thank you. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart and seems to be obvious from my observations that we have been way too dependent on the traditional methods as a Florida Democratic Party of raising and increasing the diversity and the predictability of our funding stream. Again, we can go back to the model that our president has demonstrated through his organization and FCA, one of the tools that we can use for increased predictable funding for the party, and that is small dollar, expansion of our small dollar donor program. We have a database that we can access. There are 4.5 million Democrats across the state. A very, very small percentage of them actually participate in our DECs, our Democratic Executive Committees, or other types of organized events. But there are still Democrats out there that love our party, love our values, and would like to be able to participate. They may not be big donors. They may not be people that you're going to pick up the phone and have them strike a huge check. But they can donate $5 or $10 a month, as demonstrated by our president. I'd like to see us expand that program, create a revenue-sharing program with the clubs, caucuses, the executive committee across the state, so that we can have a funded organization from the bottom up, and that would increase diversity. I also want to create a finance board. All large nonprofit type of organizations, or organizations like our party, has a finance board. An organization led by a leader that is focused exclusively on creating revenue for the party. And of course, we have to use some of the traditional methods as well, but we have to expand the scope of our fundraising and not rely solely on the old model. We have to move forward.
Okay, do you have a specific number you want to throw out there, what it costs to run a party, just for people's specific information?
Absolutely. It's more complicated than one might imagine when you look at our balance sheets. because of the way the party is funded and candidate money that flows through the party, national money that flows through the party, but actual money that's generated by the state. I roughly $2.5 million a year is actually generated by the Florida Democratic Party, give or take, depends on the cycle, but I would say that's kind of an average. Obviously, it would behoove us to greatly expand that, and I think through increasing the diversity of our funding stream, we have the potential of doing that. It's a complicated formula. I believe that as we supplement that funding with these different revenue streams, that number will grow. And plus, you know, we have a product to sell. And after 2012, the successes of November 6th, we have a better product to sell. So when we reach out to people that traditionally maybe have not invested in the Florida Democratic Party, they're going to look at our party as some place that they may be as a better bet than it may have been on November 5th.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, the next question has to do with this chair election. Do you think the process for selecting the chair is a fair one? If not, how would you change it?
Over the last couple of decades, I've actually had the pleasure of speaking with several of our individuals in the party that were part of that process, Dr. T. Wayne Bailey.
Oh, you're cutting in and out. I'm not hearing.
Hopefully that won't be something that'll give us a lot of trouble. And let's hope that we get him right back in. Susan, do you want to talk?
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, okay, good. We got you back.
You cut.
Yeah, I'm actually on a landline. I'm surprised I cut in.
Oh, okay. Let's start over then, because we didn't hear any answer to that except Dr. Wayne Bailey. That was the only thing that came through.
Okay. So, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Over the process of electing a chair.
Oops, it's going out again.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I was on a landline. I was fearful of being on a mobile device for that.
We appreciate
that. So I actually got to a landline.
Good, thank you.
The process of electing a chair has been the last couple of decades. I believe that there's an opportunity to change that process. I've had the privilege of speaking with some of the individuals that were part of creating the rules, some of the justifications and the reasons why these rules were created. I think that we need to take a look at all of our rules, our charter and our bylaws, and I think they're living documents. And I think as our electorate changes, as our party changes, I think that we need to take a real good close look at that, look for opportunities for improvement, and I look forward as the chair of the Florida Democratic Party to guide that process.
Okay. I've got then the next question has to do, I'm sorry, I kind of lost, I was going to do a follow-up on that, but I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
On the primaries, because this has to do with bylaws changes also, county DECs, caucuses, and clubs must sign a non-endorsement clause, yet the FDP doesn't seem to have to abide by that policy. As chair, would you recommend changing the FDP bylaws in order to prohibit the state party from aiding one candidate over another?
That is a question that I feel so strongly about, Susan, and I'm glad you asked, because I want to make sure that everyone that is listening to this broadcast this evening or will listen to it in a podcast at a later date clearly understands that as the chair of the Florida Democratic Party, I do not believe that the role of the Democratic Party is to pick sides or tilt the table in favor of one candidate or another. The role of the Democratic Party is to provide the infrastructure and the organization that allows our candidates to win elections against our opponent party. We have got to make sure that we provide the infrastructure and the support mechanisms. That includes voter registration, vote-by-mail initiatives, creating these really strong clubs and caucuses so that we can have an army of people out on the field doing the work that actually wins elections. So as chairman of the Florida Democratic Party, I assure you 100%, I will not allow the Florida Democratic Party to interfere with a primary election between two Democrats.
Okay, thank you. Next question, and maybe my last because we're running out of time for my portion. The loyalty oath. Should a loyalty oath be required by all Democratic Party officials and leaders, including elected Democrats? We know it's required now, but I think the problem is with its enforcement. Do you think the party could step forward to be a stronger enforcement arm of the loyalty oath?
That is a question that actually I was just asked day before yesterday. The problem with our loyalty oath today is you hit it right on the head. There is no enforcement mechanism. I don't believe they're on the horizon, or at least
Oops, it's gone again.
Hopefully he'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're back.
Yes, there
Intriguing.
You are.
Intriguing. Okay. Back to the loyalty oath. I do believe that the issue is it is enforcement. That right now I don't see on the horizon, or no one's presented to me a plan that provides the type of enforcement that would be required to make it a real, a substantive rule. So right now it's a loyalty oath in name only, and just by the honor of the individuals that sign it. I would very much entertain any proposal, not just in this idea, but of any ideas. I want to make sure this is not just the party of a couple of people operating in a cubicle in Tallahassee or in a cubicle in any other location. This party belongs to 4.5 million Floridians across the state. So as we bring forth ideas, I think that we can vet those, and we can come up with procedures that we can move this party forward.
Okay, thank you. The last question is on outreach, and I'm going to go ahead because I think my time's over, because I think outreach to the different constituency groups will be covered, maybe more specifically by Maureen and Sally in their questioning. If we have time, I'll go back and ask, but we do want to make sure that you give your email address and phone number if possible, so that if anybody wants to follow up with you specifically on your answers or on any other questions, they'll be able to do that, Alan. Thank
Absolutely.
You, and I'll turn it over. Okay, great. I'll turn it over to Maureen.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. My first question, Alan, is about recruiting, development, and training. What long-term strategies would you employ to recruit, develop, and train more women, LGBT, youth, and minorities into leadership positions within the Florida Democratic Party?
Thank you. Absolutely. A full third of my plan that I've devoted to the change that I feel that we need in the Democratic Party is recruitment, and included in that plan is training. I believe that we have to have a nuts and bolts class, that we can't have a successful, thriving organization if we don't train our not only our future leaders, but our current team that are out seeking elections or running elections. So training in any organization is the mother's milk of success. You've got to teach your people how to effectively do the job and then execute that plan. We have a lot of up-and-coming stars, and thankfully, because of the changing demographic in our state, the pool of potential candidates and activists to find groups that have traditionally been underrepresented in our electoral process and bringing them up through the system. I mean, it's a classic that over 50% of our population are women. And our job is not done until we look into our legislatures, or we look at our city councils and our county commissions to see that they reflect the appropriate numbers of the population. The growth of our Latino community, this is an amazing time that we can reach into the community, talk to them about the potential of being involved. You get them involved in campaigns, you get them involved in our process, and hopefully we'll have them involved as elected officials in the future.
Thank you. The next question is about candidates. What long-term strategies would you implement to identify, mentor, and train more women, LGBT, youth, and minorities in order to prepare them for running a successful political campaign?
Well, going right back to the answer I just gave on that question, That is all about reaching into the communities, identifying those candidates, and then putting together a program. We need to have a nuts and bolts program. And we've done it in the past.
Let's hope he comes back in. You were doing a wonderful job asking questions, and he's doing a wonderful job answering. Let's hope we have Mr. Clendenin back quickly.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4,
there you
5.
Go. You're in.
Intriguing that it keeps. I'm sitting in the same location and doing the same thing. I'm sorry, Doctor. I don't know where I was cut off, but the key to this is that we have to reach out into our community, identify talented individuals that represent the diversity of our party and our state. We need to provide the nuts and bolts. And I was giving kudos to one of our hosts this evening, or one of Susan Smith. Susan Smith has, in the past, put together some incredible training that I believe is responsible for a lot of some of the successes that we've enjoyed. We need to take programs like that, but we need to embrace them in an institutional type of way, so that we can have our candidates, our activists, our volunteers trained in all 67 counties and in every aspect of the electoral process. I look forward to working with people like Susan to expand that type of a program, to have a real nuts and bolts type of training and class to expand our outreach.
Thank you. I'm going to combine the next two questions because they are related. What are your plans to show support for local candidates, and how will you determine which races are viable? How would you balance the need to target party resources with the need to recruit viable candidates for every statewide race?
Well, I would like to rephrase that question, because there was a lot of I's in that question. I think that's part of what I'm really going to strive to bring to the Florida Democratic Party, is a lot less of I and a lot more of we. I believe that in order to effectively run this party and move towards where we need to move, we have got to decentralize our organization. And I call for a plan of regionalization. I want to create a regionalization approach to the state, where we are able to drive these decisions farther down to the structure, into the community, so where people know that their areas, their communities, better than the people that maybe live within a couple of square blocks of the Tallahassee Capitol. Absolutely, I can tell you and give you an instinctive response to races in our communities where close to where I live. But even as involved as I am in the political process, if you asked me to identify a candidate that would be successful to run in St. John's County or Miami-Dade or Okaloosa, I may be able to give you what maybe at the surface sound like an intelligent response, but really it would be very, very shallow. We have got to push these decisions down to the communities, to the places that people know their communities the best.
Great, thank you. The next question is about DECs, Democratic Executive Committees. What measures would you put in place to assist DECs, clubs, and caucuses in building membership?
Well, one of the primary purposes of a DEC is to create the organization and infrastructure for their communities. That's a responsibility for the Democratic Executive Committee. Solely a responsibility of the Democratic Executive Committee. What we can do to help facilitate that is what I referred to earlier when we talk about financing and my small donor program proposal of revenue sharing, that we were able to create a program where small DECs, clubs, and caucuses, because it's not just all DECs. I'm a big fan, an absolute advocate for an expansion of our clubs and caucuses. Because these are areas that we can actually bring people together with a common cause, identify with.
Hopefully he'll be back in another moment. There we go. Okay, great.
Okay, intriguing. I don't know where I cut off, but I was talking about clubs and caucuses and the expansion of the way we can facilitate what their role is by assisting them in funding through a small donor revenue sharing program and providing them the message and the infrastructure and really the respect that they deserve. We have a lot of Democrats that are involved in clubs and caucuses and Democratic executive committees. I can assure you, as someone that has sat in the seats, I have the highest degree of respect and understanding that hardworking people put in a full day's work and then volunteer their time and they're soulfully connected to our party, and they deserve the respect. Nobody wants to be taken for granted, and I'll never take them for granted, and I'll always respect the Democratic Club's caucuses and our DECs.
Thank you. Specific question. Will you support development of a nonprofit Florida Democratic Party mailer which would allow DECs to buy in and in so doing be able to take advantage of FDP's nonprofit postage rate?
Honestly, I would defer back to the subject matter experts on that matter. And honestly, I really don't want to. The premise, you know, sounds obviously attractive and worth exploring. It sounds like something that I would very willing to listen to. The devil's always in the details and the finance and the legality side. So I would say that I would absolutely open to that idea. I would want to talk to the subject matter experts to make sure that all of our bases are covered before we move forward on something like that. But you know, that along with many other proposals, I want to be the Florida Democratic Party chair that listens and it works collaboratively with our activists and our groups around the state. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Under your leadership, will the Florida Democratic Party give more direction in writing and implementing a campaign plan for each DEC?
More direction. I think that's part of the training, nuts and bolts. I think we will be able to create highly effective and organized DECs, clubs, and caucuses if we provide the training. Again, bottom up, I want to provide people with the infrastructure and organization and training that allows them to be self-sufficient and functioning. We have some highly effective organizations. We have a lot of room to grow, a lot of potential to grow. What we don't lack is people who are committed to our party and want to work towards electoral success. Let's train our people, and I think that will come.
Thank you. The final two questions are about vote builders. I'm going to combine them. Would you charge Democratic candidates for use of the van, or would you provide it free of charge? And in what way would you change van usage for local DECs, clubs, and caucuses?
The van program is an amazing success story for our database and our party. It's part of what has led to where we are, where we were on November 6th of 2012. It's something that's extremely useful. It's been useful to our DEC locally and our clubs and our caucuses and doing the targeting that we were able to accomplish and enjoy the successes that we've enjoyed around the state. I believe that we should be appropriately expand the use of that wherever we possibly can. The charging issue is something that is something we need to look at. We need to really understand why those decisions are made. Again, I just have to default back that I want to be the Florida Democratic Party chair to decentralize and regionalize the party, and that is in every sense of the word. Every opportunity I'm going to have to be able to drive the decision making and the infrastructure down, I'm going to drive it down. I have a background in labor. I'm a labor guy. I learned everything I know about what I want to bring to the Florida Democratic Party from labor. That's what we did, and we were successful at it.
Thank you very much. That was my final question.
Sally, take it away.
All right. Hi, Alan.
Hi, this is Sally Phillips, my partner for
yes,
the last 4 years in Hillsborough County.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to be kind of the final questioner, except Rick is going to ask one last question. And my area, obviously, as the president of the GLBT caucus, I want to focus on specific legislative issues, and then we're going to talk a little bit about platform and how we develop strategies toward implementing the platform. The first three questions are just yes or no, okay? Because, I mean, obviously time is getting to a premium at this point. The first one, would you publicly call for marriage equality and would you sign the Freedom to Marry pledge?
I absolutely would publicly call for marriage equality. Our President of the United States is, I'm sorry, that was yes or no, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's kind of move on. I'm going to go into these in a little bit of detail. So the second part to that question is, are you familiar with the Freedom to Marry Pledge, and would you sign it?
I am familiar with the Freedom of to Marry Pledge. There's some issues surrounding that, but I'm a same-sex marriage calling for is the last civil rights fight of our time, I believe, or not the last, but it's one of the biggest civil rights fight of our time. And I absolutely support same-sex marriage, and I would fight to ensure that that remains a part of the Florida Democratic Party platform.
Okay. All right. Second yes, no. Would you publicly call for the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment?
Absolutely, 100% yes. I'm sorry,
okay.
I can't just say it in yes. It should have been done years ago, and it needs to be done tomorrow.
Exactly. Okay. Would you, and then the final of the yes and no, would you publicly support a woman's right to make her own reproductive choices?
100% unequivocal core democratic value, yes.
Absolutely. Well, we feel like all these are, and so that's why we're really strongly focusing on them. Now, let's talk about platform issues. Considering that marriage equality was not specifically included in the FDP platform, but as we all know, was included in the DNC platform. Will you work to include it in the FDP platform in the future?
We absolutely work to ensure that the Florida Democratic platform includes same-sex marriage equality, and okay. I would be happy to pursue that goal at one of the first orders of business.
Okay, fantastic. And then the second part to this question is, what would you do as the FDP chair to advocate for the FDP and the DNC platform as it relates to marriage equality, to abortion rights, to the Equal Rights Amendment, to public education, and the future ballot initiatives like amendments?
With the exception of the amendment clause, everything that you just addressed is non-negotiable. That
okay.
is core democratic values, and why I'm sure everyone that's listening to this broadcast, and including and myself, and this is core democratic values, why we call ourselves Democrats. Those issues are non-negotiable. We stand up for women. We stand up for members of our society that have been put down, historically put down, and not represented in our government. On the amendment issue, that is something that we have got to do better at. We've seen how our opponents use those amendments as political weapons. Thankfully, in 2012, we were able to pivot and we were able to block those. I think there's some potential that we can look at amendments to work for our causes. And I would
mm-hmm.
really appreciate all of the expertise that we have in the Democrats across the state to work towards that end.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Next question. Do you favor a strategy along with the state and federal legislatures that would be more proactive in supporting our platform issues through legislation?
Absolutely. I believe that as Democrats, we need to focus on our message. And if you would look back at my plan for the Florida Democratic Party that you can find at www.alanclendenin.com, alanclendenin.com, you'll find that messaging is an integral part of the plan that I've presented. And as Susan and Sally and Dr. McKenna are probably aware, that I was chair of the platform committee, first platform the Florida Democratic Party has had in many, many, many years. I believe this is a tool that we can use to win elections and get our team on the same page so that in come 2014, we will all be sitting side by side at a Democratic gubernatorial inauguration.
Okay, good. Now, my final question, and it really has to do with outreach, and Susan mentioned it, and I'm going to take on this because, I mean, it looks like we're running out of time, but this is our final question, my final question, and what would be your strategy to reach out and recognize the particular groups within our party, such as the three groups that are represented here tonight, the Women's Caucus, the LGBT Caucus, and then of course the Progressive Caucus, but then others that we feel are equally as important. One would be, of course, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, and the Young Democrats. So what would you do to actually develop a plan to include all these caucuses in the FDP planning and policy implementation?
Well, I believe if you look at it, it may not be 100% complete, but the plan that I put forth, it's woven throughout that plan is inclusion. And my idea of inclusion is not something that I would have just came up or invented moving towards the Florida, this my goal of becoming the Florida Democratic Party chair. It's just the way you do business. If we're going to win elections in the state of Florida, all of our stakeholders have to have a seat at the table. And that's at every level of our party and every level of our society, all of our clubs and caucuses. There is no party. If we take out one of these pieces that you just between, you know, disability caucuses and our incredible growth of our Hispanic caucus, you take out any one of these pieces of the puzzle and you do not have the whole picture of the Democratic Party. Everything I do as a Florida Democratic Party chair will be as inclusive as I could possibly, and the net will be as wide as I possibly can to make sure that, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, you're back.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. I think we may be out of time, so I think Susan asked me to make sure I gave my contact information. My name is Alan Clendenin. I would appreciate your support to be the next Florida Democratic Party chair. I look forward to moving our party forward, and you can reach me at alanclendenin.com. My email address is alan@alanclendenin.com. You can call my cell phone number if you'd like.
Okay.
813-495-7751. Text messages as well. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, and thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you tonight.
Mr. Clendenin.
Alan, before you go, let me turn this back over to Rick because I think maybe we'll take one last question.
Yes, with the cooperation of both of our candidates, we're extending 5 more minutes for each of their times. Mr. Clendenin, we want to thank you so much for your cooperation and joining us for these questions. You've been very informative. My last question, sir, is this. Would you assist in clearing the way for a Charles Crist to represent our party in 2014, or would you actively encourage a Democratic primary if he gets in the race?
I am firmly, completely opposed to tilting the table, clearing the way, or doing anything that would appear as though you are favoring one Democratic over another.
Excellent answer, sir.
Democratic Party, we believe in the democratic process.
Excellent. Thank you so much again for joining us. On behalf of my colleagues, we want to thank you for joining us. Thanks again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Susan, Sally, Maureen, and everybody that's listening. Thank you for your support, and I appreciate your vote.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies, any particular comments?
I would like to talk, since we will be a little more rushed at the end and she hadn't called in, we could talk a moment about the election itself that will be taking place in Orlando on January 26th. The Florida Democratic Party Central Committee will be the people who vote for the chair. And the Central Committee is made up of the state committee men and women from each county, the elected Democrats, and our representatives get a vote in there, also a weighted vote. So it's a complicated formula. I was reading through it before the call tonight. The large counties have a weighted vote because it's based on Democratic performance versus total vote. It's a complicated formula, as I was saying. But that election will be public if you want to come. It's in Lake Mary on January 27th.
Susan, I have the good news that Ms. Tadeo Goldstein is here with us. So let me bring her online.
Right.